welcome everyone live with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on AchieveRadio.com. Thank you so much for joining us this Monday, March 19, 2019, an auspicious day for many, many reasons, some of which we may explore later in our show. But for right now, I will just say that one of the most important things about today is that it is 2 days away from, yes, dare I say it, the birthday of my very dear friend and our very own Dr. Carolyn Dean. And I just love to make such a big scene about these things. And I think birthdays are very important and special, because what a birthday is about is that you are in non-physical and you split the sky and come careening into the earth in your physical suit and you're here. Dun, dun, dun. And as we know, Dr. Dean is here to save the day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Ginny Almighty, your co-host, along to this glorious birthday celebration of Dr. Carolyn Dean tonight, who has saved the day for so many people, so many people. I think I might even get her a t-shirt that says Dr. Dean saved my life, because honestly, those are the testimonials and the praise reports that come in all the time from all around the world. People who have finally just surrendered and given in, and they are exasperated and exhausted from trying to deal with allopathic medicine, drugs, devices, surgeries, problems, issues. And then all of a sudden, the light shines and here comes Dr. Dean with her incredible wisdom, her completement formulas, and her willingness to talk with you, yes, for 2 hours every Monday evening, as we're wont to do this evening, and answer your health-related questions, describing, of course, not a medical answer, but the answer that she would give and what she would do if it were her. And, of course, what she's done her whole life, which is a long and luxurious life, is that she has relied on nutrition for all of her health needs, and it's working out beautifully because she's amazing and she's vibrant and healthy and she's beautiful and she looks like she's at least 15 years younger than she is, and she can stay and play and hang out and rock it out and do air guitar with the best of them. So we're so happy to have you along this evening. I'm sure you'll all radiate many birthday wishes of joy to Dr. Dean. And again, before I bring her on, I will remind you that she is a doctor. She's an ND. She's herbalist. She's an acupuncturist. She's every single kind. She's an intuitive. She's an author. She's a leader among her peers and around the world for her stance on magnesium supplementation, mineral supplementation, and what you can do to bring your body into a new level of health and vibrancy. And she's here with us for the next 2 hours. Welcome, welcome, our very own happy birthday, Dr. Dean. Yay!
Thank you, Ginny. I do not celebrate birthdays. You know that, and you're far enough away that I can't throw my sweater at you. But thank you anyway. Thank you for the sentiment. And unfortunately, or fortunately, Ginny and I are traveling, and we're going to be together on my birthday, so it's going to get even worse. I can see the waiters coming down the aisle with the birthday cake and everyone yelling in the restaurant, happy birthday. I will be so embarrassed. I just have to know.
I have so much planned. It's really going to be awesome.
Oh no. And Ginny, when she plans, man, oh man. You see what's happening with my company? My company has become Ginny's company. She's planned it so well.
Oh no, just your birthday. It's going to be exciting for me. It'll probably be torturous for you, but I'm going to love every single second of it. And I will organize all the well wishes of everybody who says things like, I'm so glad you're here, Dr. Dean. You have helped me more than any other medical provider. So happy birthday to you, Barbara. Yeah, all of our customers feel that way. Nancy, a truly spring day here. Hope all is well for folks. A very happy birthday to you, Dr. Dean. So, yeah. Yep. Everybody loves Carolyn.
Thank you.
All right. Well, so we will have birthday, more hijinks.
Shall we tell people where we're going to be on my birthday, which will be so awesome? We're going to be at an NIH Magnesium Research Conference with our own specific and particular magnesium research team. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. And we're not going to say anything more. That's it. That's all you get.
That's all you get. But that's pretty exciting stuff. That's the 16-layer birthday cake with all the fireworks and all the sprinkles and then a cherry, and then on top sits Dr. Dean with her crown and her Remake bottle in Washington, D.C. So you guys fill in the details, but you know it's all good news as far as we're concerned. It's very, very exciting. Yep. Very, very exciting. So, yes, we will be there. And it's just ironic or absolutely fantastic that this conference only happens every 3 or 4 years, and here it is launching itself on Carolyn's very birthday, which I just find to be the best birthday present of all. Probably nothing I could compete with, but it'll be fun anyway to try.
Yay. Oh. Okay, Ginny, yeah. What have you got for us today? Should I talk about your blog?
Yes, which is your blog. Yes.
Our blog.
All your words.
Yeah. Well, it's about kidneys, and tell me the title again. I just sort of clipped the words. What title did you give
it? Oh, I'm sorry. It was Magnesium Deficiency and Your Kidneys.
Right. And I mean, this is very important because people don't notice their kidneys. It's not it's not an organ that'll palpitate like your heart or a joint that will hurt. Unless you have a big massive infection of your kidneys, you don't even notice they're there. And what's happened in the past, decade or more, they've been, allopathic medicine has been doing more and more testing. So they'll test your kidneys and test the filtration of your kidneys, whether they're filtering out the bad stuff or if they're filtering out the good stuff. And if your kidneys are leaky, look at it as a sieve. If the openings, the holes in the sieve get too big, then you'll lose protein, for example, and they'll be able to diagnose that. So kidneys are kind of complex, or they're made to be complex, or there's not much that we in the public know about them. But what I've known about them is that if you have high levels of sugar, as in diabetes, you will get kidney damage. If you have high levels of uric acid in your blood, you will get kidney damage. If you don't have magnesium and your body therefore tends to have more calcium, you will calcify your kidney arteries and you will get kidney damage. So we know those things, and we can do something about those things. We don't have to wait until our kidneys are in, they're calling it stage 1, 2, 3, 4, you're out, kidney damage. And medicine is just willing to document your decline. They're not interested in preventing what may be happening to people, or no, is happening to people when they kind of abuse their diet and don't take their magnesium, then different body parts suffer. One of them is the kidneys. Now, you may not know how hard it is on the body to be eating sugars and fructoses, but this is what I have from Gary Tobe's book, The Case Against Sugar. You can close your ears, Ginny, because I know you love sugar, and I'm on an anti-sugar rant this past while. So listen to this. Recent research on fructose-induced hyperuricemia, so that is high uric acid induced by fructose. Now, fructose is fruit sugar. You can be having your 12 pieces of fruit a day and have this as a result, have high levels of uric acid. You can be drinking sodas sweetened with high fructose corn And maybe you've been led to believe that, oh, it's just fruit sugar, it's good for you. But it's harder on the kidneys. It's harder on magnesium to metabolize. It is going to cause elevated triglyceride levels. And lo and behold, it elevates your uric acid. Now, why that's important beyond just gout, I'll tell you. Since the late 1990s, Dr. Richard Johnson, kidney specialist, University of Colorado, has been studying the effect of uric acid on the blood vessels in the kidneys. If uric acid levels in the circulation are high enough, this might damage these blood vessels and in so doing elevate blood pressure. So here's a sugar-related effect on your blood pressure. And it goes on, Gary goes on, if sugar consumption is raising uric acid levels, it's a reasonable assumption that sugar consumption elevates blood pressure. This is another potentially harmful effect of fructose and sugar that was discovered only after the FDA's official 1986 exoneration of sugar in the diet. Anti-sugar people were trying to get the FDA to give out warnings that it was actually a food adulterant. It's a poison. It shouldn't be in the GRAS listing of, was it generally regarded as safe? It's a poison. So there's a sugar damage to the kidneys and the blood vessels. And so you've got your uric acid, you've got your calcium building up, you've got the sieving aspects of the kidney filtration going running amok. So what do we do about it? Well, what medicine has done about it is says, well, don't take magnesium if you've got any sort of kidney damage. It's dangerous. So how did they get to that position? Basically, it was because when you do high-dose intravenous magnesium, you can overload your kidneys with trying to dump it. And if it's a fast enough intravenous application of magnesium, it doesn't even get to the intestines and you don't have the diarrhea, the fail-safe diarrhea. So it ends up being elevated in your blood because you can't get rid of it through your kidneys or through the intestines. And when the electrolytes are all out of whack, then you can have palpitations. Now, anything, well, too high or too low, you can kill yourself by drinking too much water. You can kill yourself by not drinking enough water. It's all about the dose. So when people read that, uh-oh, magnesium will get elevated if my kidneys aren't working and I'm going to die. And that's what is perpetuated in medicine. I mean, probably half the people listening to this call have been told by their doctors, don't take magnesium if you have any sort of kidney damage or even at stage one. Because we don't know what stage one means. If someone says, well, your kidneys, they're having a hard time, boom, you think you've got kidney problems. So it's very unfortunate. And what I write about in the Magnesium Miracle, and there are a few questions. We had a lot of questions today, and hardly any of them are about kidneys. The questions are getting very long and complicated. People are treating the call very much like I'm their medical consultant. So we'll have to figure out what to do about that because and I'm getting these long-winded histories and asking me to do a protocol. So we're, Ginny and I, while we're together, we're going to have to figure out what to do about this because we're not here to give medical advice. We can't. We can't do that or the FDA will just stop us. So we have to be very circumspect about this. And what we do is with a dozen free books with the Magnesium Miracle that you can get on Amazon, either as a book or a Kindle download. You can read about everything, anything. I've written all these words down. What I've written about the kidney is a story, I say, that opened my eyes to the importance of magnesium in kidney disease. It was told to me by a well-known magnesium researcher, Dr. Burton Altura, and he and his wife forwarded the Magnesium Miracle book. Many years ago, Dr. Altura asked a colleague, a kidney specialist named Dr. Markle, to test his kidney patients for magnesium levels. It was agreed that both ionized magnesium and serum magnesium would be tested and compared in dialysis patients. The results were that people with chronic kidney disease of all varieties had simultaneously the highest levels of serum magnesium and the lowest levels of ionized magnesium. So what's going on there, and this is a sidebar, it wasn't going into their cells, which means the ionized magnesium is, that's what REMAG is, a stabilized ion of magnesium that'll get into your cells. So it was low in their cells and high in the serum. So that when kidney doctors measure serum magnesium and they find it high, they freak out. But they don't realize that it's low in the cells. So I go on. It appeared that their magnesium was stuck in the bloodstream, not getting into their cells. It's not reported in the study, but when these patients took a liquid magnesium, their ionized magnesium levels improved, their serum magnesium levels became normal, and their symptoms were alleviated, and their kidney function tests improved. This anecdote explains for me why doctors fear magnesium. They just measure serum magnesium and see that the levels are elevated and assume the worst. However, they don't test for and therefore don't notice that ionic magnesium is low, showing that the cells remain starved for magnesium. There's not enough magnesium in an ionic form to get inside the cells to do its work. So that you can read in my book, and we also clip this whole section for people if they want more information about magnesium and kidney disease, because the next section is about a customer of ours, a PhD in health sciences, who suffers from end-stage renal disease, and she describes the magnesium deficiency caused by her dialysis and her self-treatment with REMAG. What she found is that when she has dialysis, the liquid they put into her is so deficient in magnesium that it ends up stripping her magnesium. She does blood tests beforehand, her magnesium is doing pretty good with the REMAG. She has dialysis, and her magnesium drops. And this is a cause for the muscle cramps, the heart palpitations, all kinds of magnesium deficiency symptoms that people with end-stage kidney failure experience. And what Dr. Jason Fung told me, he's the nephrologist up in Toronto, he said, yeah, I've had to start giving my people intravenous magnesium because of all their magnesium deficiency symptoms that they have during dialysis. Of course, he should be using REMAG, but that's another story. So that's the basis for using magnesium for your kidneys. And the blog that Ginny put out, you can see it at drcarolindeanlive.com. She says, globally, as of 2015, the International Diabetes Federation reported an estimated 450 million adults are living with diabetes, more than the population of the United States. It's increasing rapidly. By 2030, this number will likely double. Now, it doesn't have to. Diabetes is caused by sugar. Stop the sugar. Stop the simple carbs. That's it. That's a treatment for diabetes, as Dr. Fung and all the ketogenic diet people are finding out. And as I said earlier, many people live with type 2 diabetes without being aware of their condition because they don't have symptoms until, you know, it's late stage in the disease. And one of the signs of diabetes is low magnesium. It's on all the medical texts, but as I said, they're not using the right testing for magnesium, so they kind of ignore it. As the conditions of magnesium deficiency continue, the condition of diabetes may occur. Kidneys become damaged. Kidney disease ensues. Ironically, when the kidneys are impaired, doctors tell their patients not to take magnesium, which is what they actually need to heal their kidneys. So, as I said earlier, the damage is from calcification of the arteries because there isn't enough magnesium to keep calcium in solution, and from the uric acid elevation due to high sugar intake. Vicious cycle. And Ginny mentioned something that was sent to us by one of our customers, a young kidney patient, told us last year, quote, "Before I found you in REMAG, I was spilling 2,500 units of protein in my urine. 6 months ago, I was down to 495. I got my results in the mail today, and it was 100. Yay. So this is, and this would be someone who's probably also on REMITE for the other minerals for the building blocks and likely on Realign as well. Then we mentioned Dr. Fung and the ketogenic diet, and that Dr. Fung is recommending magnesium. Medicine repeatedly says that they have given up on treating diabetes with lifestyle, so they opt for drugs and surgery. But people like Dr. Dean and Dr. Fung are proving that proper nutrition, exercise, and other lifestyle changes can reverse the disease conditions that diet and magnesium deficiency create. So, as I said, we did get a number of questions, actually a lot of questions, but I think what I'm going to do, and Melody Rose will be listening and sending out the show notes, I'm going to say for all the people who ask kidney questions, just to send out the excerpt from the book to them, and then just to get the basics taken care of, and then we can answer those either through customer service or, you know, on the phone or by email. Through the program, we'll go to chat, we'll go to the phones, but through the program, I'll try to go through these. I just got the questions, so it's a bit overwhelming, and I'll see what ones I can answer. So, Ginny, over to you and the chat or whatever you want to do next.
And okay, very good.
If we covered everything.
Okay. Yes, I think that was a great job on the kidneys, everything we needed to know and what people need to know and that it's safe. That's, mm-hmm. you know, the one thing, and a lot of people still asking the question, is it safe for me? I have kidney stones. I have a kidney nodule. I have a kidney this, you know, is it okay? Is it okay? Okay. And that's the main thing we want to communicate, is that not only is it safe, but it's necessary.
Okay. Well, let me just summarize. Thank you. What I should say is that since REMAG is a stabilized ion of magnesium, it's not going to be floating around the serum and increasing the serum levels and freaking people out. It is going to go into the cells and get to work. And even though you aren't going to be able to find someone to do an ionized magnesium test, then just know that it's in your cells, it's working, and it's not elevating the serum part of the serum levels, which is only 1% of the total body magnesium is in the serum. So if you're taking the wrong kind of magnesium, it's going to hang out in the serum until the body can clear it. If you're taking REMAG, it's a stabilized ion, and it's going directly into the cells.
Outstanding. Excellent. Excellent. Very good. Wonderful. Okay. All right. 602-666-6027 is the number to call this evening if you want to talk to Dr. Carolyn Dean, as many people do. And if you're already on the line, and we have a ton of callers this evening, so excited to have new callers, new people wanting to ask and talk and socialize and say happy birthday. Just hit your *5 on your keypad. *5 is what raises your hand here on my studio board and lets me know that you have a question or comment. Otherwise, your phone remains on mute and you never do get to talk to Dr. Dean, and that's not a fun thing. And also giving a shout out to our dear friend Alice in Illinois, who has been with us forever and ever. We love, love, love her. We met her in 2013 in Chicago, and I can see her name when she pops up, and I'm just glad that she's here with us this evening. She's just an absolutely delightful woman. Love you, Alice. Thank you for joining us again. Okay, so again, 602-666-6027. Hit *5 on your keypad to raise your hand, and we will take some phone calls. Chat line is very quiet tonight, other than Georgia Peach writing in and saying, happy birthday, Dr. Dean. I hope you have many, many, many more. And so we will just go to the telephones, Carolyn.
Very good.
Okay, let's go to area code 215. 215, you're on the phone with Dr. Carolyn Dean. If you could give us your name and then state your question or comment.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't know if it was my number you called. I didn't hear it. My name is Vonda Klein.
What's your first name? Wanda?
Vonda? Yes.
Vonda, okay. Go ahead.
I have a question because I have severe cramping in my feet and legs, and I can't go to the gym and train like I used to, and I was wondering what type of magnesium would I take, because there's so many out there, and I didn't know, so I heard about your particular product, so I was wondering, would that help me, because I've been dealing with these cramps for the past 5 years, and I can't really do anything. Like, even when I wear heels, I have to take my shoes off and put on sneakers.
So
and
have you read much about magnesium deficiency, Vonda?
No, I haven't. And when I would try to get blood work from the hospital, they would just say, everything's fine, but I said, they're not doing a full, complete blood work, like pulling all my labs. And I would go into the emergency, and they just say, well, we only can pull certain types of strands, I guess, with the blood work. And they couldn't give me a whole over list. So I'm thinking, is it something in my gut? Is it, you know, other things that I need to
do? I mean, you're asking about magnesium, and I don't know. I don't know you. I can't examine you. I can't give you a diagnosis. But you know, starting looking at magnesium is probably the best and safest thing to do, because magnesium is so, well, it's the safest supplement. And what we would do for you, Vonda, if you can send your email into support at rnareset.com. I've got a whole free booklet on our magnesium product. You may have heard in the introduction the reason why our magnesium is so good. It's a stabilized ion. It's fully absorbed. You don't get the laxative effect with it, and it goes into the cells. And what it does for muscles is it relaxes them. If you don't have enough magnesium, the muscles cramp up and get tight. I mean, there's thousands of studies that show this, but because doctors don't do the right blood work for magnesium, they never figure out that magnesium deficiency is causing this type of cramping. I mean, some of them might even say, oh, well, you need calcium. And in fact, it's calcium that can cramp up muscles, and it's magnesium that relaxes them. So, you know, I could talk for an hour about the basics, but you'll understand why I want you to download the book and go through it yourself, and then see if you have any specific questions that you can ask of us at customer service. Is that, does that sound okay, Vonda?
Yes, it does, and thank you very much. I will do that.
Okay, so the email is support@rnareset.com. Just say, may I have the REMAG booklet, and you'll be on your way. And,
okay.
And you'll keep in touch, okay?
Yes, yes, I will. Thank you so much, and happy birthday.
Thanks, Vonda. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay, excellent. Let's go to area code 804. 804, the great state of Virginia. You're on the line with Dr. Carolyn Dean. If you could give us your name and then state your question or comment.
Yes, hi. This is Ivana, and happy birthday.
Thank you. Now, let me get that. Is it Ivana?
Yes, I called 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And I just started, and I was on a call last week, but I didn't want to keep on calling, talking every week. So I waited. And my question is, I did get my product, the REMAG and the Recalcia, and I was taking notes from different sources of how to use it. And I got the liter bottle, and I got the Himalayan salt. But my notes, I put it in a safe place, and I can't find the safe place I put my notes in. So I'm not sure how I dilute this in the liter.
Well, it is, I'm pretty sure it's on the label, but of course those words are pretty small. But we tell people to start with a quarter teaspoon in that whole liter bottle and just sip it through the day. People say, well, that doesn't sound like much. But the fact of the matter is it goes straight into your cells and it starts to work. And we don't know who our customers are. So we're just being very cautious to go low and slow. So you do a quarter teaspoon, do that for a few days, and then you'll add another quarter. So you put a half teaspoon in that liter, sip it through the day. Now, at the same time, you're going to be drinking the rest of your water. And that amount is going to be half your body weight in pounds. So if you're 100 pounds, you're going to be drinking 50 ounces of water, half your body weight in ounces of water. And what you can do, just like I said to Vonda, is you can always just email support@rnareset.com and just say, send me the dosage guidelines, please. Okay?
Okay. Now, I will be adding the Recalcia into the same bottle at the same time.
Yeah. Yes, okay. You can do that. Yeah.
Right. And the question I have, I still have quite a few bottles of another product, which includes includes glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, and HA, and some aloe vera. It is a good product. Can I keep on taking it with this new thing that I'll be adding from you?
Oh, sure. Oh, yes, especially since we tell people to start slowly. Another thing that we have in our guidelines is stay with the products you're on, stay with your medications, and then as you increase our products and you see that they're helping and the other ones weren't helping so much, then you can just finish off those bottles and continue with ours. It's like a, you know, instead of stopping one and starting another, there's just a nice slow transition. You see what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. Makes sense?
It sure does. So I'll be drinking the liter of the products, and then on top of that, I'll be drinking the water half of the body weight on top of the liter?
No, in addition.
I mean, in addition to. So that's a lot of water.
Yeah, we seem to need that much. But I'm going to move on, Ivana, because these are, you know, they're very basic questions, and they're in our literature. So, and it's all explained how when you're starting to take minerals, they go right into the cells. Those minerals pull water into the cells. And to avoid getting constipation or dehydration in your tissues, we tell people they need the water to work with the minerals. It's all very common sense, and it's explained in all kinds of blogs and articles and the books. So if you have time, get the REMAG book and read it so that intellectually you can really grasp what we're trying to do here. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Ivana. Thank you for calling. Okay. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful interaction. 602-666-6027 is the number to call. If you're on the line or would like to talk to Dr. Dean, you've got to hit *5 on your keypad to raise your hand, and then we'll put you on the phone with her. And on the chat line, Carolyn Moore, birthday wishes coming in for you. Belinda says, happy birthday to Dr. Dean. And I'm late for the party, but I'm happy to be here. Belinda's so sweet. She always has such a great attitude. And Nina types in, happy birthday, Dr. Dean. Kaylee says, sending you flowers, no cake. Ha! Send the cake. She'll eat it. And then Marv says, happy birthday, Dr. Dean. Have a blessed one. And she sent you roses. Oh, and many roses and hearts from everyone. Deidre typed in and says, does magnesium help with incontinence?
If the incontinence is due to calcification of the urethra, or sometimes just weakness of those sphincter muscles, it's possible that magnesium deficiency is involved. I mean, I would just be taking it. We definitely had customers tell us that they've gotten rid of their adult Depends, you know, their diaper pads, once they've been saturating with REMAG. So I definitely try it.
Absolutely. If you have any out of balance stressor in your body that is a continual ongoing chronic symptom, the magnesium and the minerals are going to help, because it stresses the whole body out, and the body sends its energies to support other parts that are out of imbalance, and it stresses the whole body out. Would you not agree, Carolyn? I mean, just, you know, forget the condition, just do it for your body, because it does a body good type of a thing, right?
Right. When people ask us about specific symptoms, conditions, or diseases, we're not saying REMAG is a drug that will treat these. We are saying that REMAG will help overcome magnesium deficiency. And if your symptoms, disease, or condition are related to magnesium deficiency, they will improve.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you're, you know, not struggling with any of those things, because, of course, you know, a lot of our customers are very healthy because they've been using the complement formulas for so long, then, you know, your next tier is, you know, recover from any imbalances and then maintain your health. And that's where the total body reset and some of the other things come into play. But, you know, the main thing that we like to let people do is experience the confidence that we have by starting with something that's just so required for every single cell. And then you just move up the ladder of engagement, so to speak.
Yep, exactly. Perfect.
Okay. Okay, so what do we have in the mailbag, Carolyn, that we would like to discuss or go on about?
Well, as I said, there's just so much here with like a 5-minute dissertation that I'd have to go through these and narrow it down. It's just incredible. I know people are suffering and they want help. You know, people are still emailing, I don't like the taste, and will you ever make a tablet form? I mean, I don't know what to say to people. It's a highly concentrated product, so we tell people to try to learn how to dilute it, put in some lemon juice, but not too much lemon juice. How do you answer that question on customer service, Jenny?
Well, people say they don't like the taste. This is what's happened to me is, you know, Carolyn, we've done two super huge festivals where we've had the Remag out in the public within the last year and sampled the product to probably over 1,000 people. And not one single person who took that product in that sample that was presented through our team said that they didn't like the taste. So my natural answer is whenever anybody says they don't like the taste, it's because they're not diluting it properly. And I think what happens is when people get the bottle, they just open it up and they take a capsule and they throw it in some water and they toss it back and then they're like, oh, wow. But we say to start with a quarter teaspoon in a liter of water and build the dose. Start a quarter teaspoon, you know, in 8 ounces of orange juice or something. So first and foremost, I just go back to you're not taking it properly, because if you're taking it properly, there's not really a taste until you get into the higher doses. But by then your palate has adjusted, because we are a sugar saturated people here in America for sure.
Right,
and
right.
We like things that taste like sugar.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, we are totally addicted to treating everything like it should be non-medicinal, but yeah, sugarcoat everything. That's what we're doing. We're sugarcoating.
And you know, I mean, I look at every product that comes out, it's incredible how many products, even, you know, horrible tasting things, you know, that they're all now flavored with something. I mean, I think probably the most natural unflavored product there is apple cider vinegar. But, you know, for the most part, they're all flavoring with some kind of a synthetic flavor. And, you know, it's – so I just ask people to, you know, do it that way. And, of course, if all else fails, you can still use Remag liquid topically. You know,
oh,
so divide
the dose.
You know,
what I've also told people – one friend here in the complex, she got gelatin capsules, and she took a dropper, and and I've done this too, about 30 drops in a capsule, and 30 drops, I think that's close to a quarter teaspoon, actually. So she started with a capsule, swallows a capsule with water. If you let it sit, it will eat through the capsule. So you're not going to do this and save them for a week. So just fill up the capsules and swallow them.
So oh, wow, that's a great idea. Yeah, make your own Remag capsules.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, very cool.
Yeah. Okay, here's a question in the mailbag.
Hey, Carolyn, is this statement I'm going to make wrong? You get people who tend to give details that leads to a medical response from you, and you can't do that.
Right.
But you're always saying the same thing, that magnesium deficiency is a big factor in a lot of problems across the board, and you're always just recommending your products. So it's almost like we don't care what your problem is. Just take our products.
Yeah, but people don't like that. They either think, well, I'm different. You know, I have a different problem than the last person. But, yeah, if you do review our answers, it is all the same. Take a quarter teaspoon and work up. And
our products are that good.
Yeah, and then you add your Remite, you add your Realign. I mean, look, here's a question. Can I take Remag, which is for the heart? No, it's not. This is exactly what we're trying to educate people. It's for the body. It's for your cells. It's for everything. It's for the 700 or 800 different enzymatic processes in the body. So Lisa says, can I take Remag, which is for the heart? Can I add other types of magnesium? I'm confused. There are so many. Is Remag sufficient? Yes, Remag is sufficient for everything because it gets into the cells being a stabilized ion. Boom. That's it. Done. Back to you, Ginny. Thank you, Bob.
Right on. Yeah. It's interesting because it's kind of a double-edged sword. You know, you want to provide the forum and the opportunity for people to ask questions, and every question is a valid question. On the other hand, it's like, you know, coming with so much different information and different angles and perspectives to try to make everything understandable for people. And that's why Carolyn does have the 12 different books. I mean, there's a lot of books, a lot of written information. If you're not into reading, we've got wonderful, wonderful webinars, which we probably don't talk about enough either, on our YouTube channel and everything else like that. I mean, we just talk, and then we've got hours and hours of radio shows. But nevertheless, we continue to answer questions. We love people. We love to talk about it. Go ahead.
Yes, and what we have new people every week, and that's part of the situation, too, that we're dealing with. And that's why I'm going to be saying to more and more people, you know, read some of the free booklets, listen to a webinar, listen to the radio shows, because, like Bob says, we give the same answer because at the cellular level, everybody's the same. At the cellular level, you really don't have a cellular disease. They try to say people are having mitochondrial disease now. That's magnesium deficiency.
Yeah.
Because the mitochondria are responsible for making your energy. What happens when you get, quote, sick? You get fatigued. So mitochondria make energy in the Krebs cycle, and there are 8 steps in the Krebs cycle, and guess what? 6 of those 8 steps require magnesium. So if you don't have magnesium, your cells aren't going to be working. Over to you, Jenny.
Yep. Amen. Yeah, at a cellular level, the body's the same. And you know what's even more funny is at a genetic level, we are 99.999% the same. It's the last 400th of a point is 0.04. There is 0.04% of a thousandth of a difference between every single one of us genetically, which just goes to show you how powerful the human genome is, that thousandth of a percentage can create this much diversity on the face of the earth. That's how similar we are. So when you get something that's biologically accurate, everybody can take it. Everybody can use it. It will benefit and prosper everyone, no matter what.
And
no matter
most of the time on the websites where you see 100 different products, you know, they're trying to, individualize. They're trying to pretend to individualize, but it ends up being very confusing. I mean, nothing we say is confusing, although some people may think it is, but I love what you just said, Jenny. I forget what you've said already, but I loved it. Thank you.
Okay.
Here's a quick mailbag, just so I don't forget. And I think it's part of the incontinence question. I've purchased Remag Remite because I was getting fatigued easily when standing, and I was sitting in a chair way too much. After just a week of taking them, I'm already starting to feel stronger. And then she says, since today's show is about the kidneys, I wondered if magnesium will help an incontinence I've developed. And so, yes, we've answered that about, it could be calcification. It could be just sort of weak muscles. And sitting around like that, I think people, I don't know this woman's age or anything, Deirdre, but sitting around can weaken the whole pelvic area. So this is why we love the Remag, because it gives people energy back so they can get up and move around and strengthen and build their muscles. Okay, Jenny. Back to you.
Excellent. Let's go down to the great state of Arkansas and take a phone call from a friend, area code 479. You're on the line with Dr. Carolyn Dean. If you could give us your name and state your question or comment.
This is Carolyn Buss.
Hi, Carolyn.
And I'm here to wish you a happy birthday, Dr. Dean.
Is that the Carolyn who was made famous in my Remag book?
Yes. Yeah, I can't resist. I've listened to your radio show frequently, that I haven't really talked to for a while, and I've been working on a draft to send you for an email so you knew what was going on. But tonight when she said it was your birthday, I thought, I have got to tell you happy birthday, and thank you so much for having a great impact on renewing my health. And I highly recommend your product. I'm still on it. I'm still benefiting from it. And I really thank you so much.
Oh, that's wonderful. So good to hear from you. And you sound great. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I had one question about, is there any place you can direct me? I've looked in your book and I've even looked on the website some. I've been working with a local nutritional doctor who they think, and a chiropractor, and I've been with them for a long time, especially the chiropractor, and they call you their hero. So you're very well respected where I go. And so they've been working with me on some things I'm still on your program. But just some chiropractic things that have helped me with the AFib, too, and also just on the mud packs. I don't know if you're familiar with that at all, but that did help a little bit as well. But anyway, they totally have the whole magnesium product into my regimen. That's the one I'm taking with you, with the REMAG. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know if anybody needs to hear this or not, but when it comes to our health, if you don't mind me saying this, when it comes to our health, it doesn't really matter if we like everything. It's like all I know is if it makes us feel better, we just need to get over it and take it, whether we always like every single thing or not. So I haven't always liked everything I've taken, but my goodness, the results are worth it. So, you know, if it takes a little bit of lemon to get down, just put a little lemon in and drink it and move on, you know. But anyway, that's not what I called. Do you have anything that you could guide me or direct me to concerning the fatty liver? I know you're talking about kidneys today, but anything about the fatty liver and magnesium? Because the man that I'm working with, he said something about how he really praised me and praised you for recommending the magnesium, because he said that has helped the liver too. But I think I've had some inflammation problems, and I don't know if that affects some of the AFib or not. But can you direct me?
Well, with fatty liver is basically a sugar problem, more a fructose sugar problem. It's epidemic now in people who are drinking these high fructose corn syrup sweetened drinks, and it's corn syrup because they cannot call it, or they call it a fructose fruit sugar. It's everywhere. And the way fructose is metabolized, it puts an immense strain on the liver, on magnesium. So magnesium is going to be helpful, but you just have, you have to stop the excess fruit even and the drinking of the sodas. I think the best resource, Carolyn, would be to go to the webcast or whatever it's called by a Dr. Robert Lustig, L-U-S-T-I-G. Lustig is a pediatric endocrinologist, and he just, I've downloaded his books on Kindle. He just went crazy about 15 years ago because he was seeing infants who were overweight. He was seeing six-year-old kids who were 80 and 100 pounds. And this is from high sugar intake in their mothers, and then it's just horrifying. So his video is called Sugar, the Bitter Truth. And he talks about fatty liver, and you can Google fatty liver, Google Lustig, Google Dr. Fung. It's huge. And when you Google medical sources, they don't know what's causing it, they say. But it's these sweeteners. He's got 8 million views on this video.
Wow. And what's his first name?
Robert.
Robert, and it's L-I-S-T-I-G?
L-U, S-T-I-G. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Now, you know, in my recent years of the last, I don't know, 5 years or so, it's like
Carolyn, just one sec. Let me just hit a little quick timeout for our station break here. We'll be about 90 seconds. So you just hang on the line and I'll pick up at the other half of the hour. Just one second.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Hang with us. We'll be right back, everybody. Just a quick break.
Okay.
We'll be back with Hour 2 of Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean, along with host Ginny Gunther, after this brief station break. You can also get updates and resources online by visiting drcarolyndean.com. Psychic radio, holistic radio, spiritual radio. This is AchieveRadio.com. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/AchieveRadio.
Superhuman discarnate.
Dr. Dean's birthday celebration radio program. Just kidding, but not really. And I'm welcoming you all back along with our very good friend CB down in the great state of Arkansas and Dr. Dean. Go ahead, ladies.
Yeah, Carolyn, let me just say about your nutritionist and chiropractor. Tell them to get in touch with Ginny because we can we have, what are we calling, a practitioner outreach? So, Ginny, what are you calling it? What are you calling what you're doing?
World domination?
Oh, that, yeah. Okay.
No, we do. We are definitely working with our practitioners more, CB, these days and trying to do special things for them to get them in the vibe of what we're doing. So just shoot me their name, and if you want to, I'll reach out to them and see how we can support them with what they're doing.
That would be great. Well, yeah.
You wanted to finish something up, Carolyn?
Well, I'm pretty much done. I just wanted to touch base on what were some good resources you would recommend on that fatty liver and the detox and all that, which I've pretty much done. As far as sugar, I'm not having practically, I don't know of even anything I'm having on sugar. Mm-hmm. I do have some berries now and then and that type of thing. And supposedly it's getting better, but I just wondered if it had any connection with the AFib, if that could contribute some towards it. The AFib was getting very much under control. I mean, I did fantastic, you know, before. It was like, wow, this is like I wasn't experiencing AFibs at all. And then if I did have any, it would be just like a residue, very, very mild. But I noticed when the fatty liver started up, all of a sudden AFibs were showing up again. And I thought, ooh, I don't like this. So I continued with my Remake program, and then they've been doing the detox thing. I know maybe some of the detox causes it, but I just wondered if you had any insight on a connection with fatty livers and AFibs.
Well, I mean, as Jenny said earlier, when things are out of balance, then things are out of balance. And we can't say one thing causes the other, but when your heart and the AFib is sort of your Achilles heel, if other organs in the body sort of react, then they'll just have a backwash on the weakened areas. But the only direct connection would be sugars and then the fatty liver. The sugars make triglycerides, so there's all that going on. But I'm just turning to my total biology and looking at liver. Liver to see what the conflict. Liver, huh? The liver, according to total biology, it's the conflict basis of disease. Liver equates with lacking money. So when a person is in a situation where they want money, require money, desperate for money, money comes and goes, then the liver can react. And my teacher, he's got some big, you know, long, long stories about the liver. His doctor that trained him, when a person came with a liver problem, and it was a severe liver problem, and he needed money, the doctor actually lent him the money, and his liver disease cleared up.
Oh, my goodness.
So this, I know. It was so anyway, there's so many layers to, as you know from working with me, to our health. So we do always have to think of the conflict. We really do. I've been kind of limping around a little bit this past week or so. Got a little kink in my foot. And why is that? Because I'm stepping into new territory tomorrow. Okay. and going to the NIH, you know, the home of the beast. And yeah. I have to be careful of where I step. And I'm not going to call this a problem or, you know, what would other, oh, you're getting old. Oh, it might be arthritis. Oh, and no, it's none of that. I'm stepping into a whole new territory, and I have to be very careful. Right, Jenny?
And yes, an absolute little poop. Here I am. I'm on mute. Yes, absolutely. No, there's a lot to this. It's very exciting, but yes, step gingerly. That's right.
Step gingerly, right. Okay, Carolyn, anything else? Are we good?
Real quick, watermelon, is that high sugar? And also grapes, are they high
yes.
sugar?
Yes, but grapes berries, are the worst.
Berries are okay. The berries.
Berries,
are
yeah. Frozen blueberries are the best. They have a lot of good aspects to them. I do the frozen blueberries, and I'll do frozen blueberries, strawberries, and raspberries, and heavy whipping cream. But I do eat too much of those, even though it's like 3 strawberries and 20 blueberries and 15 raspberries. It ends up being this big bowl with my heavy whipping cream.
Uh-huh.
I feel just a little guilty. But, yeah, what you'd have to do, if it's your fatty liver, no fruit and see what happens. That's all.
Okay. All right. Well, that's very helpful. And I do want to say, Jenny, we appreciate you, too. You've been a huge help to so many. And thank you for honoring Dr. Dean, because she deserves it, but so do you.
Oh, wow. Thank you. That's very sweet. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Enjoy your stepping out into a new season here.
Oh, I know. And, yeah, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. Excellent. Oh, very sweet. So many birthday wishes coming in, and we have phone callers waiting, clearly, to wish you a happy birthday. And then also we have people on the chat. So let's do a couple chats, because Mary asked a question halfway through the last hour. She said, I know you spoke about keto for weight loss, but does that include fat loss and cellulite loss? That's so sweet, Mary. I have heard keto is not good for women in their 50s because of their hormones. Please help me. I'm confused.
I don't know where the 50 and hormones comes in, but I mean, that's basically why we tell people to do the complement formulas. So you're getting your minerals, you're getting your 9 minerals for your thyroid, your minerals for your adrenals, you're doing your realign with the methylated and food-based Bs for your adrenals, you're taking food-based vitamin C. So keto, I guess, will we have to call keto something else when we add the complement formulas? And for fat loss, you are eating your fat. If you're not eating carbs, you're burning fat during your the intermittent fasting part of the keto. Cellulite, I don't know. I'm not that familiar with treating cellulite, but I think that's where I'd be doing Epsom salts baths and lymphatic massage. And actually just start with Remag lotion massaging the area to see if that'll break up whatever deposits are causing the cellulite. So there's something to do, Mary.
Very good. Excellent. A little bit of an ongoing conversation with Mike about how Remag tastes. So what he does about his Remag, so I'm just going to kind of consolidate this. He's made the suggestion that he likes juice, works well taste-wise for Remag, can't do juice on the keto diet, which he is on, but he can do an ounce of veggie juice organic when he's doing keto. And then he also says that somebody typed in and said, Double D typed in and said, I tried CBD oil on a very sore thumb. I give it a thumbs down. Remag lotion is much better. That's cute. And Mike typed back and said, CBD oil works very well on osteoarthritis and his toes. Pain keeps him from sleepwalking in conjunction with Remag. Yeah. So do you have a comment about CBD, Carolyn, topical or otherwise?
Well, we always say just don't neglect the Remag if you're it's not either one or the other. You do your Remag, yeah. Do your Remag lotion, and then if you want to tweak or you want to try something else, add something else. I don't really mind or care what you add. I just look at the dozens of supplements that so many of our customers are taking, and my question always will be, if these were helping, you wouldn't be here asking us for our help. And
right.
We tell people, as you're weaning on to our minerals, then you can wean off and finish up the supplements you're taking because they haven't been helping. And if you're taking them just for placebo effect or because you like the words that are said about them, I mean, that's up to you. But we'll even have people who'll say, well, I can't afford your products, and here I'm taking these dozen supplements, and they're not helping. So what do I conclude? Why don't you stop buying other supplements and afford what seems to be working?
Right.
So there.
Very good. Excellent. Excellent. Somebody typed in, oh, Double D, are any of the homeopathic remedies effective in getting rid of mold allergies? Happy birthday, Dr. Carolyn.
There are mold, thank you for the, there are mold remedies, but I blogged about mold, get an ozone, if it's in your home, everybody has mold somewhere, seriously. So if it's in your home, you have to get a small ozone machine and write that stuff out. I did a small blog on that. But the only way to tell is by trying a homeopathic remedy for mold. Mold and yeast and sugar, they all cross-react, so it's very important to do a yeast treatment if you find your or you think you're allergic to mold. And I know one of our customer service people, she and her friend went out to dinner, and they both got food poisoning. And she said, we were both affected differently. My friend started getting hot and sweaty. He had stomach cramps, gas, and virulent diarrhea, which is unusual for him. I got hot and sweaty about the same time, but I got nauseated with burping, heat in my stomach and esophagus, pre-throw-up feeling, lots of saliva, and feeling like I was going to throw up. I looked up an emergency fix in your homeopathic book, and we both tried Ipecac. It actually helps the symptoms subside almost immediately. At the second dose, we both felt better and slept through the night. So there's our homeopathic kit at work.
Carolyn, what about the silver work with mold? I don't even know what mold is. I just, you know, hear people complain about it. But does Pico Silver help with mold or no?
If the mold is related to yeast overgrowth, and I find they can go hand in hand, yeast and mold. So if the immune system is weak, you're going to be susceptible to things like mold allergies. So Pico Silver is going to boost the immune system. That's the way we can look at that.
This person types in, I'm referring to seasonal mold allergies, a lot of mold outdoors. So, like, maybe she lives in a forest or something. But, I mean, I guess if you live where it's really wet or something like that and you have a lot of mold around. I will just say, go ahead.
It's still, like I said, a cross-reacts with yeast, but, I don't know. Do I have that in my Future Health Now encyclopedia? You might look up inhaled allergies in my free download of my 600-page Future Health Now encyclopedia and see what I've written there. But, yes, I mean, you've really got to treat yeast if you are sensitive to mold. The mold will kind of poke into your already sensitive nasal mucous membranes that have been irritated by yeast. They go hand in hand.
So that's the typical no wheat, sugar, dairy type of a thing, and you're just doing an elimination diet and you're doing the antifungal rotation, and you can use Pico Silver in the antifungal rotation. Okay, excellent. Very
correct.
Good.
And it's all written in the book, Reset the Yeast Connection, another free download at drcaroldeanlive.com.
Right, and if you don't have the book, kind of also has to be updated because I'm not sure Pico Silver's in there. But just email support, support at RNA Reset, and I will send you the most recent thing that we have about how to do that if you're interested. Okay, let's see. Caller's waiting, and let's see where I am with Mike is typing in, giving some information about his homeopathic kit, too. I just have to tell you something really quick about Pico Silver, Carolyn. The other night we were out to dinner, and I had a couple oysters, and they did not sit well with me at all. And it was a similar reaction to what was happening with whoever wrote the email earlier about the homeopathy kit. I went in my bathroom and I grabbed a bottle of Pico Silver and I chugged it like it was a gallon of whiskey. I mean, I just threw down the biggest whack of that Pico Silver. I'm telling you, about 20 minutes later, it was gone and I just felt like dancing. It was amazing. Whatever was down there that was not getting along and feeling like it wanted to head back for the hills just settled right down, and it was just fine. I was just fine. That Pico Silver
okay,
is just awesome.
Okay. Right. So that type, especially oysters, that is usually a bacterial contamination. So, yeah, that was treating that infection. And, yeah, maybe a fair amount of food poisoning is bacterial. So that would mean Pico Silver would work. Good point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was fun. It was fun. I didn't know what else to do.
yeah.
Okay. So there's where we are at with everything. Let's go back to our phones and take our caller here in area code 917, the great state of New York. You're on the line with Dr. Dean. If you could give us your name and then state your question or comment. Hello? You're on 917. We can hear you banging around.
Yes. Hi, this is David. How are you?
Hi, David.
Hi.
Go ahead,
happy
David.
Happy birthday, doctor.
Thank you.
Just regarding just a comment on fatty liver, Natural News reporting that the food industry requests the FDA to change the name of the corn fructose. And the FDA refused. However, they keep using it and they change the name and they appear like a syrup. So people should avoid any product that contain that have the syrup in the ingredient.
We know that they the way they hide sugar in products is to call it by all kinds of different names. So, yes, you do have to be very careful.
Even in beer, believe it or not, in beer they add corn syrup.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So you gotta be careful.
And
one more comment only about berries. You have the frozen wild blueberry, low glycemic index, and there is another berry which is very good, similar to blueberry. It's called Aronia berry, and they are very in glycemic index there, so very low in glycemic index. So that's
okay.
Something to consider. That's it.
Okay. But just, David, spell that second berry for us. How do you spell it?
Aronia, yes. It's A-R-O-N-I-A-B-E-R-R-Y.
Yeah.
Aronia berry.
Okay.
And you wanna where to buy them? Because I think only one company sell them. It's called Superberry. So if you Google it, you'll find it.
Okay,
I use them.
Good.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Happy,
thanks, David.
Happy birthday. You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Very good.
Yep.
Oh, very sweet. Thanks for calling, David. That was very sweet. Very precious. All right, 602-666-6027. I think Sherry typed in and wished you happy birthday either earlier, Carolyn, and she even included birthday candles with cakes in her in-chat messaging thing. So I think that's very cute. So you're all caught up on birthday wishes and telephone calls. What shall we do now?
Okay, so let's see if we can get through some of these emails because I'm walking out onto a plane as soon as I finish here, so I'm not going to be able to get to these emails either by emailing people or on the phone here. Someone says, how do I know that we're getting enough calcium in our food now that I'm consuming 3 teaspoons of Remag daily in salted water? Can I imbalance myself with too much magnesium? No, that really doesn't happen. And I make sure to tell people to get 600 milligrams of calcium, either in food or Recalcia. And The thing is, there is more calcium in our food supply than there is magnesium. So I think when they report calcium levels in the food, like I've said many times, when I eat a lot of yogurt, or used to, I'm into heavy whipping cream now, but when I used to eat a couple of cups of yogurt, I would get some heart palpitations way back. And I knew I was getting too much calcium for the amount of magnesium I was taking. So calcium is easier to get from food than magnesium will ever be. Okay. She had PVCs for the first time ever last year. Since taking REMAG and minerals and salted water, no return of PVCs. So that's good. She says, I'm high in some heavy metals, but choose not to chelate. Thanks for bringing light into my cells. Well, I mean, the REMAG is going to help with chelation, but you can also use our Real line. That can be very helpful. It's a gentle detox of chemicals and heavy metals, Rebecca. Wanted to know if magnesium can help stop the progression of knobby knuckles. My mom has them badly, and my sister and I started to show signs. Thank you for all your information. This is from Martha. Well, I mean, I did used to start having little knobby bits on my little finger joints, and since I got my REMAG going many years ago, I've had nothing. And people do put the REMAG lotion on their, you know, rub or just put the REMAG lotion on their hands. I know Susanna is always talking about her mother's rheumatoid arthritis just being gone, gone, gone from her sneaking REMAG lotion into her mother's cream jars. And it got to the point where her rheumatoid factor is gone. Her doctors can't believe it. And Susanna finally did tell her mother, and her mother's taking all the products now, pretty much. So it's pretty cool. Blood work. Someone says, blood work, says I have too much protein in it. I guess, I don't know. In the blood, yeah. Okay, in the blood. No way of knowing how to remedy this. This can be just dehydration, seriously. But I don't know. Last month I began to decrease from 3.5 to 2 teaspoons of REMAG. Can this be the cause of elevated levels in my blood? Don't know. I mean, I would try to take as... Anyway, I don't know. Could be dehydration. When you get these blood tests, you really have to be hydrated well. I mean, how many times have I told the story of the live blood cell analysis? You can get a finger prick test, put blood on a slide, look at it under the microscope. Oh, you've got horrible things happening. Oh, my goodness, you're close to the end. And this one person that I took for live blood years ago in New York, I said, well, let's just get her to drink a liter of water right here now. So she did, and her blood test was normal. So there's, you cannot underestimate the necessity to hydrate, seriously. What else? Long, 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 long questions here. Someone says, I'm a type 2 diabetic. I've been on REMAG, 3 teaspoons daily, REMITE, 1.5, 2 Realign for 6 weeks. Question, now do I just stay at this dose or do I increase every 2 days till I have a loose bowel? I have seen complexion clear up plus a little lower blood sugar too. Very happy. I have high hopes. Well, if a person on 3 teaspoons of REMAG and 1.5 REMITE, if you don't have any, like, obvious things, like my heart palpitations made me go up to 4 teaspoons, But if you don't have anything dramatic like that, you could stay at the 3, and it, you know, maybe it'll take an extra month or two to saturate. She's wondering if she should go up to the point of having loose bowel movements. But if she's very happy, it's like, I'm happy and ready for more. So just leave it at those levels would be my suggestion. It's only been 6 weeks, so it's awesome that things are going well. But I wouldn't push loose stool. Okay. Another gentleman says, I've been suffering from chronic magnesium deficiency for years. Now following prolonged problem of hyperhidrosis, that's heavy sweating. I have been suffering from chronic magnesium deficiency for years. I guess he's saying following prolonged problem of hyperhidrosis. Yeah, you can sweat out your minerals. My functional medicine practitioner recommended REMAG, but I found finding the right dose tough. After 3 months, I still find that taking even 8 to 10 drops leaves me anxious, tired, generally revved up. How long can it take the body to adjust to the reintroduction of magnesium so I can begin to increase the doses? Yeah, I mean, that's a person who sounds like they're very toxic as well as, you know, what I would say is make sure you're hydrated fully, you're doing the sea salt, maybe add the Remite, see how that goes, and then sneak in the Remag and get the Reset the Yeast Connection book and go to Too Toxic to Detox and use some of those recommendations. If someone's that toxic, only 8 to 10 drops is too much. I would be doing the Realign as well. And maybe a drop or two a day of RNA drops to try to reset the tone of the body so that it accepts what you want to do for it. Perhaps I should be saying more about the homeopathic Mag Foss. In the, I guess it's in the Magnesium Miracle book. I talk about using homeopathic magnesiums to try to reset the body into being able to work with magnesium. So try all those things, Mark, and get in touch with customer service if you have questions. Jenny, should I stop and ask if you've got anything chat-wise or phone-wise?
I do have a caller that's waiting here on the line, I believe, area code 406. Hello, 406?
Yes.
Hi, Dr. Carolyn Dean, if you could give us your name and then state your question or comment.
Sure. My name is Christine, and I emailed a few shows back. You may not remember me, but I am a mother of 12 children, and I've kind of got a lot of on right now, and I was post catheter ablation for atrial flutter at that time, and I had a few wrenches thrown in the fire or a few things thrown in the fire at me right after I got home from my ablation. I got the influenza, and it was brutal on me, and I think it's just because I was run down. And my ass flared, and, of course, I just started on the Remake, the Remite, and the Realign. I've been on it now for about 5 weeks, and I was feeling better, but then got that flu. My asthma flared, and I ended up in the ER because I couldn't breathe. And for the first time in my life, I was given a steroid called dexamethasone. And I feel like it almost killed me. It was just so, the flu was brutal, and that was 10 times worse. And that was 2 weeks ago now. And I do know from reading your book that steroids are magnesium robbers. And I guess I just am wondering if you know how long it can take for those things to be, you know, flushed out of the body. I guess I like I'm still suffering effects. It's making my hair fall out and just some hormonal issues.
Well, you know, you were already just flummoxed with all the children and you were already deficient. So it can take a while, but I think if, as you already said, with the Remag Remite Realign, you're starting to feel a little better. You know there's hope. You know, basically what you have to say to yourself is the worst is over. I chunked all that horribleness into a 1 month period and everything's going to be much better from here on. Because this is where we start with people. But I talk about total body meltdown and, you know, this is what we're talking about with you. And you know, doctors, they, you know, to give you dexamethasone in the midst of, you know, such a total body meltdown is, it's really not good. But there's nothing we can do about it now. We just say, okay, maybe it did help open up the lungs a little bit. Maybe I needed that. But the side effects, you see, all the drugs have side effects, but the weaker a person is when they take a drug, then they really get slammed. So that's what happened. Okay. And your body... Your body wants to be healthy. It wants to be happy. The cells really want the fluids and the sea salt and the minerals and everything. So you're going to be able to, week by week, get better and better. Maybe it's only going to be 15-20% better in the next couple of weeks, but you have to look at every positive move you make. It's like, oh, I can lift this now. I can walk a little further. You have to celebrate every victory. And you can't, you know, try not to get discouraged, although I can't imagine, you know, what it's like for you having to have, you know, take care of 12 children. Do you have the whole community in there helping you?
Yes, 11 of them are still at home, and when I got the flu, within days after my ablation, they all came down with the flu. So it was not the most recovery. It was, like I said, it was so brutal on all of us. I do have one more question. With all the reading, and maybe I've done too much reading that it's dangerous, but I have to think some of this could be some sort of gut dysbiosis or, you know, candida. And any time I try to approach it from either colloidal silver or mastic gum or just any of those things, I get burning in my stomach. It's like my body within 24 hours will say, nope, not going to do it. And I'm just wondering, obviously that's a sign that I say, okay, don't try these things right now, or is that a side effect when you start to kill off stuff?
Well, it's you might have heard me earlier, Christine, say some people are too toxic to detox. So go to my yeast book, and basically I get people to get bentonite clay, liquid bentonite clay, and start taking a teaspoon in your – you can take it in the sea salted water and swallow that, and the bentonite will start pulling toxins out. Because I looked up your file from the earlier show, you had all that sinus stuff, you had all the antibiotics, then you had the steroids. So, yes, you've got a lot of yeast going through their life cycle, so you've got a lot of yeast toxins. As soon as you kill a few more yeast, then boom, it's just too much. It's overload of yeast die-off. So you start with the bentonite.
How long do you apply that bentonite before you start meddling further then?
Well, you're an experimenter, so you'll
sure.
probably do it for you'll do it for a couple of weeks. Then okay. you might add the psyllium seed. You'll start feeling better as everything, you know, the minerals get back to work and everything. And are you eating? Do you have time to eat properly? Do you need our restructure as well, Christine?
I do have the restructure, and I'll use that from time to time. And I do mm-hmm. eat well. My family all contributes. I'm pretty much yeast, a pretty good yeast protocol diet. I do eat mm-hmm. some baked potatoes now and then, but mm-hmm. I'm pretty good when it comes to those
okay.
things. I just don't eat sweets, so.
Right. Okay, so, yes, the bentonite and the amounts and the duration and everything is written in the Reset Your Yeast Connection book. So that's the way to come in the side door on this yeast problem. Because, yeah, you definitely have it. And, you know, I'm glad you're on the REMAG REMITE. The REMITE, you absolutely require it for your thyroid. Even a mom who even has one kid, it drains their thyroid. So you're going to feel like a superwoman pretty soon.
Okay. And prescriptive yeast is one thing that I'm having a hard time with, too. So just hold off on probiotics until I'm more stable, too, then, right?
Yes, yeah, so maybe by that time our Flora Revive will be out. We've been recommending Restore, R-E-S-T-O-R-E, is a liquid kind of probiotic. And being a liquid, you can just take a few drops of it and slowly use that rather than a whole capsule of a probiotic.
Okay, good. I feel like you've given me what I need to kind of just keep going forward with a sound mind, because you can get so confused on your journey.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for your time.
Anytime, Christine. We're here for you. And, it just helps to know that there is hope. And as we said, the worst is over. Okay?
Yes. I agree.
Okay.
Thank you again.
Okay, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Excellent, excellent. Very nice. What a sweetheart. We've got just a few more minutes, Carolyn, here till the top of the hour and the conclusion of your birthday show. Mary typed in a question and said, does REMAG or any of the product clear out the cold sore lip virus? And I wrote back that the RNA drops have lysine in them as well as restructure. And are you using either one of those? And she said she's taking lysine. She just wants to know if you can clear the virus with REMAG or Realign or REMITE.
Well, what we've had reports lately about the Pico Silver doing it. But before Pico Silver came along, we have had people say that they've gotten rid of their various herpes, genital herpes, and lip herpes with the protocol. So, yeah, the herpes virus can be overloaded in your body, and when your immune system is boosted, then the virus doesn't come to the fore. I was really concerned moving here to Maui, because I used to get a lot of cold sores on my lips, and especially in the sun. For Pete's sakes, I'd be out in the sun for 5 minutes. And the herpes virus that settles in what's called the nerve root ganglion of your nerves would just, you know, get all excited by the sun. I burnt my lips in an autoclave accident once, and I also, actually, when Bob and I were traveling in our late teens, we ended up in Hawaii, and I lay out in the sun and burnt my lips to a crisp.
Mm.
So, and this is after I'd had a history of cold sores. I don't get cold sores anymore. Gone. Done.
I burnt my lips, too, when we were down in the Caribbean, and there is nothing worse. I mean, it was horrible. That pain.
Uh-huh.
Your lips are so sensitive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It was crazy. Yep. Okay. Very good. There's your
There's your answer, Mary. Excellent. Okay, I think we're caught up over here, Carolyn, and so let's proceed with the mailbag.
Very good. Next question. Hello, my mother started kidney dialysis about a year and a half ago, and now she's also type 2 diabetic. What would this product do for her? Thank you. I think it was Ashley asked that. Well, we can't say, but what we can say is kidney dialysis removes magnesium, so your mother absolutely needs magnesium. One of the signs of diabetes is magnesium deficiency, so your mother needs magnesium, and that's our REMAG product. And if you want to balance the other minerals, it's sea salted water, use the REMITE, email customer support to get that excerpt from my Magnesium Miracle book about kidneys and dialysis. The healthcare worker who's on dialysis who gave me the huge testimonial about using the products to get rid of her dialysis symptoms, her dialysis side effects. I mean, they're keeping you alive, but because they don't measure magnesium with the proper ionized magnesium test, they miss the fact that they're draining you of magnesium. Another question. For someone without diabetes but who suffers from kidney function impairment, possibly infectious origin, would magnesium supplementation add to the burden of the kidneys? Certainly not. No, Steve, the minerals are building blocks for the body. They're not, you know, a drug that's going to, have side effects in any way. So get the excerpt about how magnesium is required to heal the kidneys and look into that and let us know if you have questions after you read that. Would REMAG and REMITE help with the damaged nephrons in the kidney? Doctors say that 60 to 70% of nephrons in the kidney are damaged. Well, the minerals are the building blocks for every cell in the body. So basically, I would say remineralize all your cells. And the body has a programming, has its own blueprint for your RNA, taking your DNA and replicating it. I would say for people who have damage to go to the RNA reset drops. We know from our radish experiment, and we'll continue to do experiments, we know from our radish experiment that when you put something alive like the RNA reset mash, it was just a leftover product that we could have thrown out, but of course we didn't, and we put it in the soil now, and the plants are so alive that they will not allow bugs or worms or anything to infest them. They're so healthy that parasites, et cetera, stay away. And why is that? Because parasites aren't supposed to go after healthy things. That's not the right order of the world. The order of the world is that molds and parasites, worms, et cetera, they will attack a weak and dying organism. They're not going to attack healthy organisms. Goes for the body, too. So RNA reset drops are going to be very helpful in kidneys, in helping the kidneys. Someone says, I'd like to know if there's a link between magnesium deficiency and extreme weight gain and having no gallbladder. Can't say that, you know, a direct link, but what happens with magnesium, it helps to digest, it helps your hydrochloric acid, it helps your insulin, it helps on so many levels. But what I would say for weight gain, of course, is the ketogenic diet, if that's possible. And having no gallbladder, I mean, you're still producing bile, so it's just not just, but it's a matter of adjusting your diet. Yeah, now I'm going to backtrack a bit here because a ketogenic diet is a high-fat diet, and people without a gallbladder, they have to be able to digest their fat. So personally, I would try the keto diet and see how I felt with the fats in the diet. I know I was concerned about that, but I haven't had any problem with the ketogenic diet. Okay, great big long one. I have to go further. I believe I have atrial fibrillation, heart rate averaging 108 beats per minute, constant rather than intermittent. Now taking Remag Remite daily. Question about Himalayan salt. Is this correct? Should I be concerned about the additional sodium? I've written about that a lot. You can Google my name and sea salt, find out what I say. Look at James DeNicolantonio's book on salt. We're really concerned that people are being told to avoid salt. They mean sodium chloride. We're talking about sea salt. It has 72 minerals, not just sodium. And in the midst of all this sea salt information, I think I said it last week, the whoever's in charge of the world says we should restrict salt even more. And Tobe's book, there's this huge section, as I said, about uric acid and blood pressure, and he goes into a lot of detail, too, about how salt has been said to be the cause of hypertension, and it really is not. It is not the cause of hypertension, according to people who look beyond just wanting to label things. Ginny, anything else? I have a few more mailbags, but just over to you.
We are good here. I think we have one caller coming in from Wyoming, so let's try that at area code 307. You're on the line with Dr. Dean. If you could give us your name and then state your question or comment. Oh, no, we just lost them. They might have been calling in for the next show. So, nope, we're good. We're all caught up on our phones, and we're caught up on our chat line.
Right. Someone is asking about, is Dr. Dean aware that doctors do not recommend magnesium in these patients due to magnesium accumulation? Yes, I am well aware. And that's what we've been talking about. So if this person has listened to the show, introduction, they would know what I'm talking about is, yes, the accumulation of the wrong types of magnesium in the serum being measured, not getting into the cells. And REMAG has a different trajectory in the body. And is it possible to use magnesium in the case of patients on dialysis? Well, REMAG is what you use. The other magnesiums I can't speak for. And again, the excerpt from my book, you can have the story about our customer on dialysis and how she benefits. And what about other supplements? Well, yes, that is the Remite, the Realign, Restructure. Is there an optimum ratio of magnesium to calcium? Yes, I talk about that all the time. 600 milligrams of calcium in food or Recalcia. And the magnesium, it can be anywhere from 300 to 1,200 milligrams. The higher amount, 600 to 1,200 milligrams in the beginning when you're overcoming magnesium deficiency, and then you cut back. I've said many times how I'm back to 1 to 1.5 teaspoons a day and doing just fine. I might be taking 2 teaspoons when I'm traveling for all the stress, but once you're saturated, then the body hangs on. So more questions. A lot of these are answered in my books. Best ways to control phosphorus accumulation, that's with magnesium. If blood pressure is an issue, well, that's the REMAG plus avoiding sugar. What other markers other than magnesium RBC? Ionized magnesium, we have to push for that. If a patient has diabetes, neuropathy, heart failure, along with the kidney disease, would the recommendations be the same? Yes, it would. And diabetes, of course, we'd look at the keto diet to avoid all sugars. HMO doctors are even ignorant to test magnesium RBC. Yes, we know that. It's terrible. Not sure what else can we do if the doctor advises against magnesium, especially REMAG supplementation, if we are not able to change doctors due to finances, etc. Plus, this patient is elderly and in a long-term care facility, and, yeah, that's going to be very difficult to get the doctors to do the treatment. They have to have a doctor order so that the nurse or the nurse's aide can give a medication or a supplement. So it's like people have to prove to their doctors. And what it is partly is doctors just don't want the responsibility. But if you give them some studies, I mean, clip the whole section when you go to support at RNAreset.com and ask for the kidney file from Magnesium Miracle, ask for the references as well. Look up those references, print them up, take them to the doctor. If the doctor can have a number of studies in the file, sometimes they will acquiesce and give your relative the minerals. That has happened. They just have to have something to prove that what they're doing is scientific. So there we go, Jenny. Let's have a couple of minutes so you and Bob can talk and I can go and finish packing. What do you say?
No, we have a couple questions for you. Non-threatening, just what do they call it, benign or something, non-cancerous cyst that's on the kidneys. Do you know what is there a common cause for non-cancerous cyst on a kidney?
I don't know. I really don't know anything about kidney cysts. Nothing at all.
Okay. Very good. Moira typed in and said, Dr. Dean has previously mentioned the body works in priorities. Can she explain this and how does it choose the priorities? And can I make my body choose the priority that I have? No, I'm just kidding. I typed that in for you, Moira.
Jenny, you can handle that while I pack.
Oh, very good. That's nice.
But I'll stay on the line in case there's another question.
Okay. The priority of the body is what the body has, decided is going to be the least threatening thing that it can handle. But one of the things that we were actually, I have a list of them. And you know what? I'll tell you what, Moira, send me an email to support, support@rnareset.com, and I'll send you a whole thing that we have on it because it was the circulatory system and the nervous system and things like that were priorities and this and that. And I remember that the last priority was the eyes, right after the eyes was the last and the second to the last was the mouth. So anyway, go ahead and send me an email and I will put that all down for you and shoot it off to you. Dr. Dean will be doing a radio show next week. We will be here live. She is flying away, but she will be flying to the closest microphone next Monday night. So we will be here for sure. And please ask Dr. Dean if a diminished kidney would be helped with magnesium. All right, now come on. Everybody knows after this show, 2 hours, every kidney in the world is helped with magnesium. Because every cell in the world is helped with magnesium. Every single cell must have magnesium.
No.
With REMAG. Very good.
Because it's ionized, it gets into the cells. It's not just going to float around in the sperm and get measured as being too high.
That's right. Yeah. Every single cell does a cell good. All right. So everybody, thank you for your wonderful attention and participation. Thank you for all those listening to the archives. We're so excited about this week. We will have so much to report. Do not miss next Monday's show. And we'll be happy to touch base with you then. And in the meantime, happy birthday, Carolyn. And we all just love and adore you.
Oh, thank you, Jenny. Thank you. See you soon.
Yes. All right. Thanks, bye, everybody. Jenny.
Thank you for a good show.
Listening to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on AchieveRadio.com. Till next time, so long, and thanks for all the fish.
AchieveRadio.com.
All this when I was a kid, but you couldn't understand that.